Hey guys, it's your favorite host Sam. Catch me 6 p.m. every Friday on Alien Radio, where we get in between vibes and bring you smooth lines. Welcome back, guys, to another enthralling episode on Alien Radio. I'm still your number one host, Sam, and I have with me...
It's your girl, Yinda. What's up, guys?
So, Yinda, how was your week? Anything interesting?
Well, I was just so deep into work. I don't think I did anything interesting. How was yours?
Well, I mean, the same old regular. I mean, same old, man. Nothing interesting. However, I think I'll be going on vacation very soon. I think that's about it for me. Just trying to plan a vacation to enjoy summer. Yeah, I think so.
So are you taking me along with you?
I'm sorry?
Are you taking me along with you?
Why would that?
Why shouldn't you?
Why would I?
No, I'm why not. Don't you? You don't want to take me along?
No, I don't.
I don't want to follow you either. Nonsense.
Anyway, guys, I mean, if you're listening for the first time, welcome to Alien Radio. This is where we bring you all the good stuff. I mean, so pour yourself a glass of something nice, sit back, relax, while we're swinging right into action to the first segment of the show, where we bring you everything trending on the online space. So, last week, when you touched on the monkeypox, and I have something like a bit interesting regarding monkeypox going on in Brazil, right? So, in a city called São José do Rio Preto in São Paulo State.
What?
So, locals there have been killing monkeys. They've been poisoning monkeys. What? So, 10 monkeys have been poisoned in less than a week. You know, so because the locals believe the source of monkeypox is from the monkeys, right?
You're kidding.
No kidding. And World Health Organization, I mean, has expressed concern about this, you know. So the spokesperson of the organization, Margaret Harris, said people have to know that the transmission we see now is among humans, right? No longer from the monkeys. So, I mean, I was just like, wow, can you imagine? Like, we still touched on monkeypox last week, and I just saw, like, in the news, like, in a state in Brazil, they're poisoning monkeys. I mean, poor animals, you know, very unfortunate.
Nice. Yeah, very unfortunate. That's not nice at all.
Yeah, so again, guys, to something somewhat related to the virus and pandemic. So, in a city in China, there's a potentially fatal virus that has just been discovered. A new potentially fatal virus has just been discovered, guys, which experts say could trigger another pandemic. Can you believe that, Oyin?
No, I'm not even looking forward to that. I hope it never happens. Because,
I mean, like, so
like, we're
crazy.
Literally just starting to live life again.
I know, right? You know, and this virus is... the Langia Henipa virus. The Langia Henipa virus, referred to as Langia, has already infected 35 people, according to Taiwan's Center for Disease Control. So, and WHO data classifies Henipa virus with a 40 to 75% fertility rate.
Yikes.
I'm telling you, like, it's so crazy. Like, I was like, come on, can we just leave? You know, like, I can't just believe.
Break.
Yeah, a potential pandemic again? Like, what?
So, you know? I honestly can't imagine everyone back to the business of having to work from home, doing Instacart to shop for groceries because you don't want to go to stores. The queues, you remember?
Like, yeah, I know.
The queues, like, oh my God, that was
so
gangster.
Crazy.
Like,
so crazy. So
even
crazy.
Like shopping and stuff, it was just crazy. I don't think I want to believe that.
I agree totally. I agree. And so, guys, that's enough of the somber news. We'll be switching right quickly. Something that I saw online, which and I want to get your thoughts on it, Ida. So, one of the P Square twins, and for those that are not familiar with P Square, so they are like huge, like major celebrities from Nigeria, twins, right? I mean, multi award winning artists, you know. So, one of the twins, King Grudy, posted something on Instagram. Where it said, a man just wants to make money and have peace. He doesn't care whether you love him or not. Before going to bed, he thinks, calculates, etc. wakes up in the morning, strategizes on how to achieve at the end of the day, no time. So the basis of this write-up is to say a man doesn't care whether you love him or not. So first of all, before I share my thoughts, what do you think, Oyin?
Well, I'm surprised you're asking me because I don't know how to process this, honestly. I don't know. A man just wants to make money. So you're saying that
I'm not saying King Goody said.
Not you. Like, okay. So is he trying to say that all men don't like they don't care about love.
or being affectionate.
So they only care about the financial aspect where they just want money and try to, you know, think, just strategize and stuff like that. It's not possible.
I'm
going to have to disagree with that.
Well, I agree with you, and I would disagree as well. So yes, a man has numerous plans. He tries to balance at the same time, you know, strategize, see how he can make ends meet and all that, provides for his family. Yes, I get all that. But hey, guys also want to be loved, man. Like, pampered. Like, I mean, I was just talking about the vacation. Like, you could as well just take me on a vacation, or, you know, like, a man wants
please
that.
Please don't
right?
even go down that line, because I literally man, just asked you. I said you don't want to take me along.
No, you asked if you would. If you,
and,
no,
and you said
question.
No because you don't want me to. But you know what? You said no now, meaning you don't want me to come along. You don't want me to spoil your waka.
No, I don't know what you mean. So, but the point is, for me personally, like, I like to be spoiled. You know, like,
really?
Yeah. Like,
interesting.
You know, so like, I consider myself like, you know. Have you heard of the provider? Have you heard of that phrase? The provider, poor the provider. Anyway, so like I try to like you know, balance everything, you know, with your spouse, with your partner and all that stuff. But once in a while, like, yeah, a man wants to, you know, feel good about, you know, like, get them nice stuffs, you know, take them on a vacation, you know, that sort of thing. Like, a man wants it too. Like,
well, I don't think all men want that. Like, just because I don't agree with his own perspective, me saying I don't agree is like it's just me not liking the idea. However, there are actually men like that. There are a lot of men like that. So
that they don't want to be taken care of. Like,
not like they don't want to be taken care of. Like, they just want to provide. They just want to do, strategize, think how they can move forward. They don't really care about love. They don't care. Of course, they're gonna have women, like, you know, to sexually satisfy them, but they don't really. There's no like connection, or there's no love. There are men like that, no strings attached kind of men.
So no strings attached is a different case from, you know, not wanting to be. Well, I see what you mean.
Honestly, this is if you really think deeply about what he's saying,
yeah,
I would say that it's. I don't know, sometimes it could be based on personal experience, right? Like, for someone who has experienced like the sweetness of, you know, being loved and receiving affection, I'm sure if you speak to that person, that person would definitely have a different perspective. So I don't know, this is a very, very touchy subject to my
yeah time. I agree.
I personally don't even want to go there, but yeah. Hey, I can never understand it, but
yeah, I agree. So to digress quickly, Oyin, so have you felt the sweetness of love, like the affection that you just described? Have you felt that?
Please, wife, can we keep on talking about I am King Rudy, the Pisgway guy,
what?
Twin.
I'm what?
Why?
No, so I just, because the way you put it together, like the sweetness of love, like the affection of love, like it sounded so
deep. I don't know. You're just a clown.
It sounded so
deep. I don't know why. You're just a clown. I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying that things like this are just based on personal experiences. So based on his personal experience or his mood at that time, maybe he just, you know, lashed out and did that. But I'm not one to take anything I see or read on social media seriously, because men like this are babies in the bedroom.
I agree, I don't take this seriously, I agree to a great extent. Yes, a lot of people when they say one thing, I mean, and the bedroom there's something else. Yeah, so I do agree.
So it's just like, I just think it's just a thing of the moment. You'll get over it.
Yeah, but love is good anyway. I mean, just for anyone out there looking for love, yeah, love is good. Like, it's like the sweetness and the affection, or how did you put it again? Anyway, to some news in sports. So one of the legends of the sport, Serena Williams, has just announced that she would be retiring. Like, the GOAT, the greatest of all time,
like,
just announced that she'll be retiring. So very, very, I don't know, I mean, like, mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings about this, you know, because I mean, I don't know how much you know about tennis. You know, I watch tennis a lot. And Serena is like a great champion. You
as
know,
in she has 23 times Grand Slam champion. Like,
no kidding,
yo,
man.
You
no
have to
kidding.
Respect that.
Yes, yes, and you know, interestingly, one thing you may not know is she has won more Grand Slam titles, you know, in the professional era, than any other woman or man. Only one player, Margaret Court, has 24 Grand Slam titles. However, she won a portion of hers in the amateur era, right? So Serena, in the professional era, has the highest number of Grand Slam titles, male or female. Male or female. Like, she's that good. You know, she's that good. So, like, when she announced it, like, I mean, very, very ambivalent feelings, you know, like, from everyone, like, the sporting world in general. Like, it's very, very sad to leave her, to see her leave, you know. So, but she says, I mean, because of her family, you know, she's turning 41 this month, you know, and she wants to make more time for her family. And I mean, she says, she said she wasn't sure she'll be able to look at the magazine when it hit the newsstands, and you know, about her retirement, you know, knowing that this is it, the end of the story. The story that started out in Compton in California with a little black girl who just wanted to play tennis. Like, wow. So like, it was, I mean, and funnily, she started last week. She just came back after about 1 year hiatus to play her first match at the Canadian Open, right, in Toronto. Yeah, so she won the first set, but she was eventually beaten by Belinda Bencic in two sets. So she's out of that tournament right now. So the next tournament that's coming up is the final slam of the year, which is the US Open, that will be starting on the 29th of August. So, I mean, it seems she has a very slim chance of winning, but we just hope she can live on the high, you know, because like, she's a champion. If she can just get that 24th slam, like, because she said it, like, it's something she has dreamed of to equal Margaret's record, you know. So, and if she can, that would be interesting. That would be one way to hang your boots, you know, and just, you know, to just call it wraps with a tennis career. But again, Serena, we love you. We're here to see you go, but we understand totally, you know, you need to be with your family. 41, I mean, she has done a lot for the sport. She's always going to be a great champion. And we would love to see you in one way or the other, you know, maybe as a commentator, maybe, you know, like, as a coach,
yeah,
you,
like,
know,
you
just
know,
to pass knowledge,
like,
down.
She said she's going to try different things. She wants to, you know, she I think she's still on a journey to self-discovery.
Yeah.
So, like, I honestly wish her the best of luck. She'll always be a champion in my eyes.
Oh,
I'm
for
super,
sure.
super excited about, like, her. I saw the picture of her on this magazine, the Vogue cover.
Vogue, it's
been issued in September, so I'm super excited about that. I would like to, you know, just get a copy and just read more about what it's about, what her dreams are, like, after tennis, what she's going to aspire to be, her inspirations, different things. But you know, I'm happy that she's now, like, focusing on being a mom. She even talked about her spiritual goals, and, you know, just basic, she's just like I said, on a journey to self-discovery. So I'm really, really happy like for her, and she will always be a star in my eyes.
No, totally. Because, you know, she won a glass slam in 2017, the Australian Open in 2017, while she was pregnant. You know, can you believe that? Like, she won a grand slam while she was pregnant, you know? So it's, and I can understand like how tough it is to be a mother, you know, a family, you know, a mother, a wife, you know? So, I mean, because, I mean, in other words, she was like, believe me, I never wanted to have to choose between tennis and the family. I don't think it's fair, you know? And she was like, if I were a guy, I wouldn't be writing this because I would be out there playing and winning while my wife was doing the physical labor of expanding our family. So, I mean, I can understand from that perspective, you know, she has to see it end, you know, but I mean, she understands if she were to choose between her career and the family, she said she would, like, without thinking twice, go for her family. So, I mean, wait to see her leave. But yeah, it's just something I think it's very interesting. And yeah, we wish her the best. Yeah. And thank you, Serena, for bringing joys. I mean, the belief she gave the average black girl, you know, growing from, I mean, she grew up in Compton, you know, one of like the gangster locations in the US. Mm-hmm. So, you know, coming from that background, you know, and now she's an inspiration to a lot of young ladies, like a lot of tennis players now aspire to her, choreograph, like a lot of them, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, they grew up watching her play, you know. So anyway, so that's it on the trending space for this week, guys. You know,
I could, you go can tell on that on. That was so into what he was saying.
I'm a very huge fan of tennis. You know, so, and I can understand, you know, these emotions, you know, like something you've been doing almost all your life, you know, and, you know, calling it quits.
She has to move on.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, guys, that's it on the trending space. We hope you love the news. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be going on a quick break. Do not touch that dial. We'll be coming back with more good stuff for you. We'll be right back. You're still listening to Ellen Radio. Welcome back, guys. It's still your number one host, Sam, and I have with me
Yinda.
Okay, guys, so we'll be diving right into the topic for today. Mm-hmm. And it's actually an interesting one, to be honest, because I if you had asked me this question like last year or sometime back, I would have had a different opinion. So I think it's very interesting. So, and the topic for today, right, where we get candid. So the segment is Let's Get Candid, guys. So in this segment, we'll be talking about this topic, which is it okay to expect a favor in return for one? Again, the topic is it okay to expect a favor in return for one? Okay, so pretty much, if I do you a favor, is it okay for me to expect one in return? Right, so Onyi, your thoughts?
Well, for me personally, from my own point of view, I don't expect anything from anyone. Like, if I do something for you and I need help, like I need you to help me do something, like okay, probably, or let me say, how would I put it? Okay, years ago, when I was like way younger than I am now, I am now.
Okay.
I would have said, yes, how can I do something for you and you can't do anything back for me in return? But like with age, after growing, then life experiences, now, honestly, I feel it's entitlement, right? But we're not even going to go into that.
Exactly. I agree.
But personally, from my own point of view, right now, I do not expect anything from anyone. So if you do something for me, or if I do, Why am I having a tongue twister moment?
Yeah, I know.
I don't
expect anything
a favor back in return. You know, when I do something for the person, if I do something, I'm doing it out of concern, out of care, affection, love. I don't expect anything in return because to me that would be entitlement.
Okay, that's interesting, and thank you for your opinion, Onyi. So for me, on this, right? So again, I don't want to generalize. I would speak from a personal perspective. And mm-hmm. for me, I agree partly with you when you say when you do something for people, you expect nothing in return. However, so yes, if I do something for someone, I do not expect anything in return, to be honest. Like which is why I always do what I can, you know, so I don't have that sense of entitlement or any sense of obligation, right? So, however, I think when people expect something in return, right, I don't think it's entirely unreasonable, to be honest, because all too often, you know, people criticize people who say, oh, you do something for someone, you know, you should not expect anything in return. I think it's not, to be very honest, right, I don't think I would agree totally. And the reason is this.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I've put it in three categories. When people do something, so first thing you should know is this. When someone does something for you, right,
mm-hmm.
they may not expect it back from you, but they expect it back one way or the other, and I'll tell you why. Now, in three categories, for some people, when they do it for someone, they expect it from that person. For some people, right, they believe it's paying it forward, right? So maybe someone has done something for them, they didn't do it for others, and they believe they would eventually get it back again from someone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So it may not be from the person they did it for, right, but they in the back of their minds, right, they believe, okay, we may get it from someone else, right? That's the second category, right? So first, those that do it for and expect it in return from that same person, then you have those that expect it from someone else, then finally you have those that believe like it's good karma, or they expect it from a higher power, say God, say God or whoever, right? Because
you fall in the category of the first.
No, I fall in category of the third.
You?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Guys, if you know Sam, you know that when he doesn't need to tell you to do something for him in return. Oh,
no.
Please, wait, hold on, G. Okay. Hold on. So, if Sam does something for you, he automatically expects you to, as in, like, use your gumption, like, use your sense to know that if the need arises, that I've done this for you, I expect that you know that you're supposed to do this for me.
Okay, hold on.
Am I lying?
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
So first, let me
because
clarify.
It will hurt him. Like he will be pissed. No. Like he will get pissed.
So let me clarify something again. So generally, that's why I said it's not unreasonable for people to expect something in return. To be very honest,
it's not unreasonable. No, we both know.
No,
that.
I'm not. Hold on. So in what you just described, right, is no. However, there are instances where you do something for someone where it's transactional, right? Where I do something for you, then I tell you like, yo, like you owe me one on this one. Right, so that case is like that where
I tell you,
this one you owe me one, right? And you know, so sometime in the future I may call that shit, and you know, and I say, okay, yo, I mean, you know, remember? So in that case, it's a different ballgame. But yes, generally, like maybe you need some help, and I come through for you. No, like,
well, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? Now thinking really, because you know when you asked me the question at first, like I was just like thinking on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Now thinking like deep.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. So it depends on who the person is to me.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of relationship I have with the person also could play a very major role.
I agree. Expectation.
In terms of expectation, right?
I agree.
For someone like Sam now, guys, if there's
I don't know why you just want to
hold on, no.
Okay,
on.
Carry on.
For someone like Sam now, I'm not even using him as an example. I'm going to use myself or the kind of relationship we have. If there's an opportunity that presents itself, and Sam knows I do something, or he knows I'm into something, and he's in a room full of opportunities, I expect that he would, you know, mention my name.
Right.
As in, I automatically expect that he would do that.
Because I know if I leave that room, if I leave that room, Oye is going to fry me.
Sam, no, because you see, Sam, if an opportunity presents itself and I could have mentioned his name and I did not, oh my God, like, he'll be outside waiting. He'll be waiting outside for me, waiting to roast me. He'll be so pissed.
That's you.
He'll be so pissed. I'm telling you guys. This guy. So I feel this is a very, I don't know. It's a kind of deep. It depends on how you want to see it, how you want to view it. So to me, now thinking about it, I guess it's based on the. Well, it depends. There are some people that when I do something, I'm doing it out of care. Out of just, you know, generalizing it, just not expecting anything in return. Anything, but there are some people that I really hold dare, that I, you know, hold in high esteem, that I expect that I don't even need to tell you. You should use your initiative to know that I have to have this girl's back.
Yeah, I know. So, guys, for the record, she holds Sam in high esteem. That's what she's trying to say.
And anyway. and have you noticed that these are the kind of things that, you know, what has Sam's appetite? He likes it when you make him feel so important. I don't know what the problem is. These are the kind of thing. Like, now, I bet you'll be smiling from ear to ear.
So the point I'm making is, I agree with you. It depends on the individual involved. But generally, I believe, right, any person, right, one way or the other, would expect it in return, either from that person. It may not be from that person, right? It could be from other people, right? Or it could be that you believe, because some people, maybe because of their faith, they believe, okay, if you do something, you know, one good turn deserves another, you know, like something good will come back to you, like karma, you know. Again, as I said, depending on your beliefs, some people just believe that when you do it, right, a higher power will reward them, right? So at the end of the day, if you think about it, right, if you strip it down to the base, right, one way or the other, they expect that thing back, right? It may not be from the person, it could be from another person, or the higher power they believe in. So at the end of the day, right, you believe you get that thing back, right? So like, because some people believe that, oh, why is this guy feeling it? Because sometimes the person could as well have done it for someone else, right? Mm-hmm. Could as well have kept that thing and not, you know, let you know about it, you know. So the point I'm making is it's nice to appreciate people, right, when they do you favors, you know, pretty much. I guess that's what I'm saying, because one way or the other, you know, people would get it back, you know. So yeah, that's the point.
Okay, guys, well, you've heard from Sam's point of view, but like I said, it depends on the situation of things and how you relate, how you are able to relate this question to
the situation.
Yeah, so yeah, basically that it is. I don't know, based on what we discussed, I think it depends on who the person is to you or the kind of relationship you have with the person. But if it's just generally speaking, yeah, people, there are a lot of people that would probably say the same thing, that they don't mind, they don't expect anything in return. For other people, they just expect that you should know, because it will hurt.
Yeah. So which is what I'm saying, like, most people fall into that category, like, they expect nothing in return. But I dare say to them that if they don't expect it from that person, they expect it from a higher power, right? They believe something will reward them for it. So at the end of the day, you get it back. So nobody does it for free. I guess that's what I'm saying. Even in Freetown, nothing is free. You know what I'm saying? So So that's it, guys. Let us hear your thoughts, your feedback. Please get involved in our comment section. You know, let us know what you think. Hit us up and, you know, slide into our DMs on Instagram at Alan Radio. That's ELANRADIO. Or send us an email at helloalanradio@yahoo.com. And guys, do not go anywhere, because we'll be reading some feedback. We got very interesting feedback, guys. So guys, let us know what you think. Is it okay to expect a favor in return for one? Okay, we'll be going on a quick break, guys. Do not talk without dial. We'll be right back.
Hey there, it's your girl Oyenda, the host with the most. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. and let's discuss what's rocking the online space. You don't want to miss this. You are listening to Alan Radio.
Hi guys, welcome back to this segment on A-Land Radio. It's the wow segment
where that's right
anything we yes. talk about anything and everything
you that's can think right of. That's okay. right
So I'm sorry you would have noticed this switch. So this week, you know, I'll be handling this segment. So
that's right,
yes. And before we get right into it, Sam and I are just going to be reading a few reviews that we got via email and some DMs that were sent to us. Okay. So I'm just going to start off with mine.
Okay.
So let's see. I got an email from Kenny. Shout out to you, Kenny. So the person says, "Hello, Yinda and Sam. First and foremost, I want to congratulate you on starting this podcast. It's no small feat. Don't let anyone underrate that. The podcast was so smooth, looked like both of you were natural. Oyinda's voice was so sleek." Well, thank you.
Sleeky.
It was definitely made for radio. "The conversation and point of views were interesting and intriguing. I like the part where you were both talking about the emotional and physical cheating comparison. Sam got me laughing after finding out the definition of twin flame, implying Oyinda has been watching too many soap operas."
Yeah, that's right.
Bullocks. "Well, I must confess, I didn't know the meaning too. I can't believe you guys don't know what twin flame. You guys can't read about it. Anyway, it says, and please, who came up with the beautiful selection of the track that it ended with, Burn Away? That was top notch."
Yeah, that was Oyin's idea, actually.
I always come up with great ideas, you could tell. Everything about me is sweet. Sweet like my name implies.
Sweet and sweet. All right,
so,
guys.
Wait, it says, looking forward to more beautiful and insightful episodes. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you so much. Means a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Kenny. We also got a DM from King, and he says, "Hey, hi, first time listener here. I enjoyed the topic, emotional or physical cheating, which weighs more. It's clear now. Anyway, love the connection you both have as hosts. I didn't get the female host name. I would just call her Ollie.
Are you kidding?
By the way, her name is Oyinda, or for sure Oyi. She seemed cool and very relatable. Sam, of course, extra chilled with rational points. I enjoyed every bit. Ollie chooses not to pick sides. Yeah, she always sits on the fence. I would like to head next topic so I can examine Ollie well. Nice one, guys." So again, her name is Oyinda King. Thank you for reaching out. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yes, thank you guys. So I got one from Dumebi, and so Dumebi says, "Sam has got too much energy. I'm feeling his lines. I like the balance of you being serious and him being cocky. Everyone can tell he's just one cocky dude."
But I don't know what you're talking about.
The person said he's a whole vibe. Thank you. Let me say my part. He was like, Oyinda was sounding pretty all through. Wow. Okay.
Sleek and pretty.
I laughed so much. I had to share with my friends. I don't know what sounding pretty means.
Yeah. So maybe Dumebi would explain from the next DM. Anyway, thank you, Dumebi, for the feedback. So we also got a DM from Donyi. Donyi says, "I'm just laughing here, guys. Onyi, where do you know Burner Boy?" Yes, that's how he gives us, you know, comes up with stories.
Game, guys. Come on.
And he finally says, "Oh, Sam is the correct guy." Thank you, Donyi.
All right. And lastly, I have Tomi. Tomi says, "I love the energy you both have together on this podcast. I'm kind of used to hearing you. I just love the energy." Thank you. Thank you, Tomi. Much appreciated.
Okay. And lastly, I also have feedback from Toby Oni, who says, "So informative and creative from all sides. Super dope content. Keep pushing, guys." Thank you, Toby.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. You know, feedback is important to us. Once in a while, we'll be reading, like, whatever you send to us via DM, via email. Yeah. It means so much to us because, you know, we get better at this. We enjoy doing this, so we get better. We make you we talk about interesting things that you're going to be excited about.
And love, anyway, yes.
Without further ado, I'm going, you know, we like to play games, we like getting at each other. So
yeah.
On this segment, this time, we're going to play a different game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I'm in charge today, so I'm taking over.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
So, Sam, I'm just going to let you choose. Do you want us to, do you want me to start with, before, that's true. You know, Sam always gives like those dead pickup lines that he gives me every week. Those dead pickup lines. So now it's my turn to give pickup lines. I feel like the ground is going to swallow me because I'm not a fan of pickup lines. I like everything original.
So we'll see so what we come up with now. Yeah. So
it's
now
my
we'll
turn
flip
to give
side.
Pickup lines.
Yeah, tables have turned now. We'll see. Now I'm with my pen and pad. I'm about to rate your lines.
Honestly, I'm not even looking forward to this, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So Sam.
Okay. So what are we doing first?
Oh my god, you know, I think I have to the way I'm sounding, I don't know how I'm supposed to sound. Well, am I supposed to sound like my usual? Am I supposed to sound flirty? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you tell us. Yeah, but I think you're trying to pick up a guy, so probably flirty. Yeah, probably.
Why are you tilting towards flirty? Why can't you
say
Jesse?
You're trying to pick up a guy, right? You need to put in a bit of, you know, a swerve.
Been doing that weekly? Because you're asking for what you, have you been doing that? Are you sure you'll be giving me dead pickup lines?
On this show, yes, I have been, you know, bringing pickup lines, if that's what you mean.
Anyway, if I ask you, let me see, what do I have for you? Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, this is so crazy. Okay, I'm gonna start with the first one.
Okay.
When I ask you, I'll ask you a question. When I ask you the question, just say why, and then I'll give you an answer, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How's everything? Good to see you today.
Okay, likewise.
What's your nickname? Is your nickname Wi-Fi?
Why?
Because I'm really feeling a connection. Oh my god, guys, this is so not me, but hey.
This is my nickname Wi-Fi.
Okay,
Wi-Fi.
Okay, let's go to the second one. Don't laugh at me now.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's do the second one. Second
one.
Hey Sam, do you need help with me tying your shoes?
Yes, please.
You're supposed to ask me why do you want to tie my shoes?
Okay, why do you want to tie my shoes?
Because I don't want you falling for anyone else.
Ah.
That's a good one, right?
Not bad.
Okay, I think I have two more. Are you guys ready? You're supposed to give me a drum roll. Like, you're supposed to encourage
Let's go.
I hate doing this, but you know, Sam is learning from ear to ear.
I know.
Okay, that's another one.
Okay.
Are you a bank loan?
Am I a bank loan? No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure.
I said you should say why, bruv.
Is it all the questions? Why? Okay.
Because just be inquisitive. Let's do it again.
Okay.
So, hi Sam, are you a bank loan?
Why?
Because you have my interest.
That one is dead. I could have guessed that one.
You better go with everything I give you. I just trying to give you.
No.
Don't try any nonsense here.
The caliber of guys that we belong to is not. We don't take anything like that.
You guys, let me just give you a disclosure. Don't ever use this kind of dead pickup lines because I don't even think it's appropriate to use pickup lines for guys. Guys use it for girls, but it sounds so shabby when a girl uses it. Hey, but you know what? I was forced to do this. That usually put me off to this, so I have to do it. Anyway, another one. I think two more and then we're done.
Okay.
Hey, do you play soccer?
Why?
Because you're a keeper.
Not bad.
Yeah, isn't really rating me now.
Yeah, two over ten. Not bad. Yeah,
the last one is.
Okay.
Hi, Sam. Have you seen the doctor lately?
Oh, why'd you ask?
Because I think you're lacking some vitamin me. Yummy.
Yeah.
See, of all the ones, it's the dead one that you now said. That a problem. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Just know that I'm never going to do this pick up line thing again. I think it's just not for me, guys. But hey, I just wanted to make you guys happy. I hope you enjoyed it.
So, you need to give Sam kudos here for all the lines I come up with, right?
Please. I don't even know why people do it, but hey. Anyway, so guys, we're done with that. So, we're going to do something else. We're going to play a couple of games today. Just briefly. The second one is the word chain game.
Okay. Interesting. That sounds interesting. So how does it work?
So I say a word.
Okay.
And you have to say another word.
Okay.
So so whatever word I say, the last letter of the word, you have to say your own word. Why am I having a blunt moment? The word chain game, I'm just going to say a word, right?
Okay.
So let's say if I say dance, for instance, you're also going to say another word, but you have to start your word with an, your word has to start with an E because
the last dance letter of your word. Okay.
Yeah, the last letter.
Okay, let's go.
Ready?
Ready.
Are you ready? Why do I feel like doing, I move my hands even beating because I feel like, you know, you're too I don't know.
Because you know you're about to lose.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, because I know more words. Yeah, that's why.
You think you know
Let's go.
What? Why are you stopping me? Let me talk.
Okay, you're trying to prepare yourself. I know you.
Okay, yeah, you know me. Okay, whatever. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Hierarchy.
Yacht.
Time.
Ego.
Ostrich.
House.
Economy.
Yam.
Monkey.
Yes.
Station.
No.
Orlando. That's super annoying. Why would you say no? What kind of word is that? Okay, 1-0. Let's do it again. Let's go again. Why would you say no? I don't get.
That's the idea.
Oh, okay, let's do another one.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Pronunciation.
Now.
Window.
What?
Trevor.
Sorry, I don't get the word.
Trevor.
Room.
Mountain.
Now.
Watch.
House.
Ego.
Ostrich.
Hate.
2-0.
I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to tell them what you're so annoying. So, guys, he's using the words I usually use. Yeah, very annoying. So you see him.
Because I know you have a very small. I know, like all your words, right? They're just like maybe just 100. So when I just pick one, it confuses you. Yeah, that's the idea. So.
Okay, I'm gonna. This is the final one, guys. Let's see. You ready?
Ready.
License.
Ego.
Occurrence.
Economy.
Yacht.
Time.
Ever.
Right.
As in what type of right? As in
RITE. Yes, now right.
Egocentric.
Chain.
I can't hear you.
Chain.
Nasty.
Yam.
Momentum.
Mango.
Orthodox.
Xylophone.
Ever.
Ring.
Gluten.
Never.
Race.
Economy.
Yankee.
Ego.
You're repeating the same words. I already said that. You can't repeat what I said.
Oh, you can't repeat the same words?
No. Yeah, you know it, so I don't know why you're asking me.
Okay, okay. You win, you win. Let me give you one. You win.
So that's 2-1.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I'm going to move on to another segment because this guy, this scam. I know what he did. Well done, Roy. It's not your fault.
Okay, at least I let you win one now. Chivalry is not dead. You take that one. Yeah.
Anyway, so last week, guys, let's see what I have for you. So on this final session of this game,
okay,
we're going to be talking about the name of the game is Get to Know You. Oh. So I'm going to be asking Sam 3 questions, and he's going to be asking me 3 questions. However, if he asks me something and I don't want to answer, I'll just say joker. So we both have access to 1 joker. So if there's something he asks that I don't want to answer, I'll say joker.
Okay.
So that means pass.
Okay. Got it. So who goes first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So Sam, what 3 things do you think of the most each day?
3 things I think the most of each day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1, God, work, and money. There you go.
God, work, and money.
And money.
That's all you think about.
No, 3 things I think of the most. Not all I think about. The most.
The most. So yes. God, work, and money. Those are the 3 things you think most about each day.
Well, 3 things. Thinking about it now, swap work for family. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. It. God, family, money. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
Okay. Your favorite vacation spot would be where?
Santorini, Greece.
Greece. You love the good life.
I know. You love the good life.
Okay. All right, your turn. Okay.
So my turn. What 3 things do you think? No. I think I already asked you this. Mm-hmm. Aside from necessities, what 1 thing could you not go a day without?
One thing I could not go a day without. Maybe music. Yeah. Maybe music. Yeah. I love music. Yeah.
Me too. Okay.
Okay. So your turn. My turn rather. Your favorite musical artist would be who?
I'm a lover of music, like all types of music. I don't have a favorite artist right now.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So you're choosing not to answer? That's all you do. Because I don't know. You see, you're telling me you don't have a favorite artist. So is that you say joker or you answer my question?
Why did you just say that's what I do? Are you taking this personal?
No, you came up with the game and you came up with the rules.
Okay, I'll answer you, but I was just
stop sitting on the fence.
I'm not saying on the fence.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, being annoying, by the way.
Okay, noted.
Anyway, guys. So what was I saying, Jerry? I don't have a favorite artist, but because this dude here is cranky,
because the rule of your game is,
I would say my favorite artist, I would say Burna Boy for now.
Okay, for now. Okay, your turn.
So my question. Do you like or dislike surprises? Why or why not?
This one is a 3, like. Okay, so first, do I like surprises? I love surprises. Like, I do not have a problem with surprises. So yeah, I'll say yes, I love surprises. So why do I love surprises? Why? Because sometimes, yeah, life sometimes gets too regular, right? So you just switch it up, you know. So yeah, that's why, just to switch things up sometimes. Yeah, that'll be it.
All right.
Okay,
you're supposed to ask me 1 more.
Yeah, so your favorite food?
My favorite food, egg noodles.
Egg noodles. Mm.
Chinese food.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay, noted, guys. So, thank you guys for playing the game. At least now you know three more things about Oyin and I. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although Oyin's questions just had so many babies in them, you know, asking me three different things.
My questions had so many what?
Babies, like, you know, broken down into different categories, you know, like, you know, you asked me question one, but with A, B, and C, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you were able to answer. That's the most important thing.
So that's what I always do. Now.
Why are you? I don't know why Sam is always trying to pick fights, unnecessary fights.
No.
Why exactly are you saying?
I'm a team player, right? So once you say, let's play the game, of course I would answer you. So, but you sit on the fence telling me you don't know what your favorite artist is.
I don't have one. Do I have to have one, Sam?
Well, I hear you. No worries. Yeah, you don't have to. But yeah, it just, yeah, I get what you're saying. No worries.
Exactly. Anyway, guys, I had an interesting day. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Subscribe, like, share, you know, repost. Let us know what you think. Send us your reviews. You know, you can also always send us an email to helloalandradio@yahoo.com. And don't forget our segment In Between Lines, where you can get to meet people, connect. Please send us an email to helloalandradio@yahoo.com. Let us know what you do for a living. Let us know what you do, your height, your physical description, the kind of person you're looking for, or who you like to connect with. Please let us know so we can, you know, connect you guys.
That's right.
Yes. And
again, guys, remember, you can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Overcast, Castbox, Amazon Music, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher, guys. So, guys, on all these platforms, you can reach out to us and listen to us. Let us get your feedback. As Oyin said, send us an email, slide into our DMs. We would always read your feedback and your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again, guys. We had so much fun today. We hope you did as well. Remember to keep it locked. Remember to subscribe. Remember to share and spread the word. Thank you so much, guys. We hope you have an amazing night. Back to you, Oyin.
Yes, guys. So I'm signing out. My name is Oyenda, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What we got to do right here is go back. Back in the time.
Singing in the shower, picking petals off the flowers. Like, do she love me? Do she love me not? I ain't a player.
You give me that kind of something. Want it all the time, need it every day. Honestly, I don't want it, no matter.
mind, make you feel so fine. I hope you hit me on my celly when I sneak in your mind. You a princess to the public, but a freak when it's time. Said you better be feeling lonely, so you sleeping in mine. Come and watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you. I'm not gonna get bored of, but baby, you an adventure, so let me come and explore ya.
Yeah. Baby, you got